The way of our Lord Jesus Christ be always with the brothers and sisters and elders.
今天早上我们要一起学习的题目是真实的信仰。
And today, the topic for mutual encouragement is true faith.
感谢神的带领，发现最近在阿伯塔省，圣公，有神的带领在推动。
And thank God, I've seen that in Alberta, God has been helping the holy work here.
那我们要跟上。
And we have to follow.
上个月在那个我们的信徒大会结束之后，我们有到Lethbridge 那边，在那边跟我们的姐妹家在那边做一个家庭聚会。
After our AGM concluded last week, we went to
last month,
we went down to Lethbridge to have family service with our sister there.
那感谢神动工，有七位第一次跟我们聚会的慕道朋友。
And thank God for working among them. That time we had seven truth seekers who were first time in our church.
好，那还有另外两位是有参加过的，所以有九位慕道朋友跟我们一起聚会。
And there were two additional friends who have been with us. So in total we had nine truth seekers.
原本还有另外两位，他们有来过，但是那一天要来，但是因为那时候刚好流行性感冒，他们感冒，所以没有来，所以本来会有十一位。
And originally there were two more who had been to our church before, but they had the flu and therefore they couldn't come. So originally we would have had 11.
好，所以那一天真的是聚会的慕道朋友人数比我们信徒的人数还要多。
So during that service, we had more truth-seeking friends than we had members.
我想这个是在很多开拓区的地方会发现的。
And this is something we experience in some pioneering areas.
好像多米尼加他们有三十几个人聚会，但是差不多只有十位信徒而已，剩下的都是慕道朋友。
For example, in the Dominicans, they only have 10 some members, and all the rest are truth seekers.
所以说一个教会如果真的在神动工，那人跟进的时候，有时候你会发现慕道朋友应该是要比信徒还要多。
So if we find if God is working for the church and the people follow and work with it, then we should have more truth seekers than we do members.
上个礼拜在艾明顿，也遇到三个慕道朋友。
Last week in Edmonton, we met three truth seeking friends.
其中一位男士，他说他是圣灵感动，他找到真耶稣教会。然后我说那你怎么找到真耶稣教会？他说圣灵感动，我开车就看到这个教会，就是我在找教会，开车然后就看到这个教会就进来了。
And one of the gentlemen, I asked him, how did you find this church? And he said, I was moved by the Holy Spirit and as I was driving, and so when I found this church, I came into this church.
那昨天在教会的时候，收到一个电话。
Yesterday at church, I received a phone call.
其实有时候电话拿起来，想说，哎呀，是不是又是那个要卖东西的？
Sometimes I'll pick up the phone, and I'll wonder if it's a salesperson.
Hello.
So I'll answer it.
那他说，请问是真耶稣教会？我说，是啊，是真耶稣教会。你是的，请问你？那他就是第一次来，他要找教会。
And this person asked, "Is this true Jesus Church?" And I said, "Yes, yes, it is." And he was looking for the church.
那他说他说那你们可以跟我讲一下，到底真耶稣教会跟其他的教会哪里不一样？
And he asked me, can you explain the difference between True Jesus Church and the other churches?
所以说真的在这个世上有很多人在找神。
So indeed, in this world, many people are seeking for God.
就好像我刚刚讲说那个 Lethbridge 有七个第一次来，为什么他们会来？
For example, in Lethbridge, there were seven friends who came for the first time, and why did they come?
其实有妈妈带着四个小孩，加上那妈妈姐妹的两个小孩，所以蛮多很多青年啊。都差不多是高中，不然就大学这样子。
And the seven consist of a mother and her four children and her two niece or nephews. So most of them and two nieces, and they're mostly teenagers.
对，那为什么他们会来呢？因为他们的长，就是说他们家里的家长觉得说需要神。
And the reason why they came is because the parents and guardians in their home decided that they need a God.
好，他说小孩需要神的，当然他们自己也需要神，小孩，但是特别是我的小孩需要神。
And they've decided that their children need a God. Of course, they do as well.
所以说一定听说那边有聚会，所以你们要过去这样子，要去参加，要去听这个道理。
And they heard that there was a service held there, and so they instructed them to go and listen.
所以我们请看那个传道书。
So let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第三章
Ecclesiastes chapter 3
传道书三章第十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11。
传道书三章十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 11。
神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在人世人心里。好，我们到这边。
11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts.
所以今天为什么有这么多人在寻求神？
So why are there so many people today looking for God?
这个其实是神在创造人的时候放在人心中的。
It is because when God created human beings, he put this into our hearts.
圣经告诉我们，神把永生放在我们的心里。
The Bible tells us that God has put eternity in our hearts.
其实我们想一想，这是真的。
If we think about this, we know this is true.
今天你所从出生到现在所经历到的东西，没有一样是永远的。
From the time you were born until now, everything you've seen or experienced, are all temporary.
就算你说海枯石烂，这个钻石好了，它你也知道它不是永远的。
And for example, even if you think about a diamond, you know that's not forever.
好，你知道地球、太阳，甚至你也知道它不是永远的。
And you know there's a sun and there's a moon, but you know they didn't last forever.
好，但是为什么人会有一个永远的想法？
But why would human beings have this concept of eternity?
甚至要追求一个永生。
And why would they seek for eternal life?
圣经告诉我们答案。
And the Bible gives us the answer.
是因为神把永生放在世人的心里，他创造人的时候把永生放在世人的心里。
It is because when God created human beings, he put eternity in their hearts.
让人自然会要去寻找神，要敬拜。
So they would naturally seek for God and worship
him. 这个是人跟动物最不一样的地方。
This is the greatest difference between men and animals.
动物他们就吃啊，找东西，你从来不会看到狗在那边要拜神，不会。
And the only thing the animals are concerned with is what they would eat. You would never see them trying to worship God.
动物它也会做一个窝啊，它也会取暖啊，但是你不会看到它在拜神。
They will build their own nest and they will seek for warmth, but you will never see them looking for God.
好，因为神把这个永生放在人的心中。
Because God put eternity in the hearts of men.
所以说可能接下来我们会遇到很多传福音的机会。
And we will have many opportunities to spread the gospel.
因为神在阿伯塔神动工。
Because God is working in this province.
那传福音的机会有时候你会突然间就碰到了。
And this opportunity may come all of a sudden.
就好像昨天他那个打电话过来，我从来没有想到，哎，有人会打，会这么没有想到有那个机会。
And for example, the phone call received yesterday, I never thought I would receive a phone call asking about our church.
他自己讲，哎，你们真耶稣教会哪里不一样？
And they asked, what are the differences between your church and the others?
传福音的机会啦。
And this is an opportunity for us to spread the gospel.
圣灵啊，
it's
真理啊。
The Holy Spirit, the truth.
独一神观啊，都讲了。
And the only true God.
抓住机会。
And I told them all these things.
好，那我们今天，所以说我们今天早上就是这个道理，我们就是要来思考真实的信仰到底是什么。我们要跟人家怎么分享我们今天的这个信仰？到底什么是真实的信仰？
And today we're going to consider what is a true faith and how do we share with others why we have this faith.
也是让我们自己来思考一下我们的信仰是否还是真实的。
It is also an opportunity for us to consider whether or not our faith is still true.
分成四个部分。
And there are four parts.
我们敬拜的对象，一个真实的信仰，敬拜的对象一定是真实的。
And in a true faith, there is the
The
target of the worship is true.
好，那敬拜的动机也要是真实的。
And the motivation of worship is also true.
敬拜的态度也要是真实的。
The attitude in worship should also be true.
敬拜的体验也是会真实的。
And the experiences that come from the worship will also be true.
好，首先我们这个一个真实的信仰，他所敬拜的对象要是真实的。
And in a true faith, the target of worship must be true.
其实我们如果来看罗马书，
If we turn to the book of Romans,
罗马书第一章，
Romans chapter 1.
我们请看罗马书第一章，
Book of Romans chapter 1.
这一段是19节到25节。
verse 19 to 25.
好，这边最主要在讲说，从十九节开始，他说神的事情人所能知道的其实已经显明在人心，因为神已给他们显明了。
In verse 19, it tells us that because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them.
好，那第二十节说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知道的，虽然是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
好，所以这边告诉我们说，有一位神，他虽然是我们用肉眼看不见。
Here it tells us there is a God, even though we cannot see with our physical eyes.
但是我们借着他所造的东西，你就知道他明明是存在的。
But by the things that he created, we know that he exists.
好，所以说今天其实你说很多的宗教在敬拜所谓的神，啊，当然有无神论的，那是另外一个。那有敬拜的神，主要有两种。
In all the other religions that worship a god other than the atheist, there are two types of gods they worship.
好，那么敬拜神，然后一个就是造物的，一个就是被造的。
And there's two types of God, and one is the creator, and the other is the created.
好，所以说在接下来这一段就是说，有些人呢，虽然明明是知道有一个造物的神，但是他们故意不要去敬拜这位神。
And then verse 21, it continues to tell it, there are some people who knew that there is a God, but they do not glorify him.
哦，也不感谢这位造他们的神。
And they're not thankful of this God that created them.
哦，他们却自己称为聪明啊，第二十二节。
In verse 22, they profess themselves to be wise.
好，但是圣经说，反而他们所做的在神眼中是愚拙的。
But what they've done is foolish in the eyes of God.
就是把这些所能看见的，把它做成一个偶像来敬拜。
Because they use what they can see and make it into an image in order to worship it.
好，所以二十五节说，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜是。奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。好，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。
And 25, who exchanges the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen.
好，所以今世上有很多的宗教，有很多的信仰。
In this world, there are many religions and many faiths.
好，但是一个真实的信仰，他所要敬拜的是要敬拜那个造物的。而不是被造的。
But in the true faith, the target of worship is the creator and not the creatures.
好，这个是一个真实的信仰。第一个就是要敬拜那个造物的。
And this is a true faith, is first we need to worship the creator.
好，那实在世界是有一个造物的主。
And indeed, there is one creator for the world.
我们请看使徒行传。
Let us turn to Acts of Apostles.
使徒行传的十七章。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 17.
使徒行传第十七章。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 17.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
到二十七节。
24 to 27.
使徒行传十七章。
Acts of Apostles, 17.
二十四到二十七。
24 to 27.
二十四节，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
25,
也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。26, 他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。27, 要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远。好，在这边保罗他在介绍这位神，他说这位神是创造天地万物的主。
Here Paul introduces his God, and this God is the God who made the world and everything in it.
他是造万人的主。
And he is the God that created all men.
既然是这样子，那万人就是所有的人，只要是一个人，那他就应该来敬拜这位真神。
And since God is the creator of all men, as long as we are any one of these men, any one of the human beings, then we need to worship the creator.
只要是一个人，他就应该要敬拜神。
As long as this is a person, then they should worship the creator.
因为神创造了他。
Because God created him.
而且把生命气息给他，然后又把万物赏赐给他。
Not only
让他能够吃，能够用，能够穿。
Not only so, but God gives to all life, breath, and all things.
27节告诉我们说，要叫他们来寻求神。
And 27 tells us it's so that they will seek the Lord.
要叫他们把荣耀归给神。
That they will glorify the Lord.
好，所以今天这个信仰，一个真实的信仰，是所有的人，只要是人都需要有的。
So this true faith is essential in all human beings.
而不是说好像我们今天觉得啊很自由啊，你自己选择说你要哪一个都可以。
And we should not factor in the concept of freedom that we have today, that we can choose whatever religion we want.
这个神你要信他也好，不信他也没关系。
That there is this God, and you can choose to believe in him, or you could choose to not.
从这边我们学习到，这一个神是关乎到每一个人。
From here we learn that this God is the creator of everyone.
那这位神是谁呢？
And who is this God?
我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第三章
First Timothy chapter 3
三章十六节
Verse 16
提摩太前书
First Timothy
第三章
Chapter
3第十六节
Verse 16
好大在敬虔的奥秘无人不以为然就是神在肉身显现被圣灵称义被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
16. And without the controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
这边告诉我们，神在肉身显现。
And here it tells us that God was manifested in the flesh.
这就是指着主耶稣。
And this is talking about Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣他就是神。
Lord Jesus is God.
就是那位创造天地万物的主宰。
And he is the God that created all things in the world.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以谦卑自己成为了奴仆的样式，成为了人的样式，来到世上，为我们的罪受死在十字架上。
So he came into this world humbly in the form of a man to die on the cross for us.
好，所以说要敬拜的对象就是主耶稣。
So the target of our worship is Lord Jesus.
就是这位创造天地万物的主宰。
And he is the creator of all things in
the world. 是每一个在世上的人都应该来认识他，来敬拜他。
And everyone, every person in this world needs to know him.
只有敬拜主耶稣的，他的信仰，他这个信仰才是真实的。
And only by worshiping Lord Jesus will this faith be true.
好，这个是敬拜的对象，要一个真实的信仰，它的对象第一个要真实，就是造物主主耶稣。
And so the first criteria of a true faith is to have a true target of worship, and that is the God Creator and Jesus.
对，如果这个对象搞错了
，if we don't have the correct target,
怎么敬拜都不是真实的信仰。
Then however much we worship, we will not be worshiping in true faith.
它是一个信仰，还是一个信仰，但是不是真实的信仰。
It is still a faith, but it is not the true faith.
也只有真实的信仰才能够带我们回去那个一开始神所放在我们心中的那个永生。
And only by abiding in this true faith can we return to the eternity that God put in our heart.
好，既然知道这个对象是主耶稣。
And since we know the target is Lord Jesus.
圣经也教导我们说
Lord, the Bible teaches us
要怎么敬拜他
How to worship him
所以这个真实的信仰事实上有很多人在敬拜主耶稣啊
And in the world there are many people who worship Lord Jesus
但是他们的信仰都是真的吗
But are all of their faith true faith
圣经告诉我们第二个就是要动机也要是真实的
The Bible tells the second criteria is to have a true motivation
我们来看约翰福音
Let us turn to Gospel of John
第一章
Chapter 1
38节
Verse 38.
约翰福音一章的三十八节
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 38.
这个是主耶稣在世上的时候有人要来找他
This is when Lord Jesus was in this world and the others came to seek him.
他们找到他了。
And they found him.
好，然后主耶稣，诶，转过来，诶，转转转，有两个人在跟着他。
And Lord Jesus turned around and saw two people following him.
主耶稣问他们一句很重要的问题。
Lord Jesus asked them a very important question.
约翰福音一章三十八节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 38.
主耶稣问他们说，好，你们要什么？
Lord Jesus turned and seeing them following said to them, what do you seek?
你们要什么？
What do you seek?
今天来跟随主耶稣，来敬拜主耶稣的人，到底他们要什么？
And today, the people worshiping Lord Jesus and following Lord Jesus, what do they seek?
这个是什么？动机吗？
And this reflects on their motivation.
好，你今天要从主耶稣这边得到什么东西，你才会来敬拜，来找主耶稣啊？
And you
才会来到主耶稣这边。
And you come to Lord Jesus and you want to get something out of it.
到底你要什么？
What do you seek?
好，是要看神迹吗？
Do you want to see miracles?
是要病得医治吗?
Do you want to be healed of your illnesses?
是要吃饼得饱吗?
And do you want to be fed and be filled?
或甚至是以敬虔为得利的门路吗?
Or do you want to use this godliness as a way to benefit yourself?
有很多人用着很多的原因来到主耶稣这边。
Many people have many different reasons for coming to the Lord.
我们请看约翰福音的第六章。
Let us turn to Gospel of John chapter 6.
其实神在看人，他知道人的心呢。
When God looks at people's hearts, he can see through them.
当时候到第六章的时候，有好多的人跟主耶稣啊。
And in chapter 6, many people followed Lord Jesus.
哦，一大片啊。
And there's a great multitude.
哦，有时候一次吃饭要五千人啊。
And there are times when they have to feed 5,000.
啊，我们楼上楼下加起来差不多五十个嘛，哈。
And from upstairs and downstairs, we collect about 50 members.
哦，五十个，五千人是上一百倍啊。
And so 5,000 is 100 times of our membership.
10倍是500,100没错啊。100倍很多人啊。
And it's 100 times of our membership. That's a lot of people.
一片都是人啊。
And we can see a crowd of people.
这么多人来跟主耶稣。
And all these people came to follow Lord Jesus.
为什么？他们到底为了什么跟主耶稣？
Why did they seek Lord Jesus?
好，如果他的动机不是真实的，
If their motivation is not true,
那这个信仰它没有办法持久。
Then this faith will not be able to last.
我们看约翰福音的第六章哈。
Let us turn to Gospel of John chapter 6.
六章的二十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 26.
好，耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。二十七节
27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。好，这边主耶稣指出来，他们现在已经跟主耶稣一阵子了，但是主耶稣指出来说，你们的动机 要改一下。
And these multitude have followed Lord Jesus for a period of time, but Lord Jesus pointed out at this time that they need to change their motivation.
哦，你们来不是为了见，不是因为见了神迹，就是说不是因为神迹而认识这位神。
And he said, "You did not seek me because you saw the signs, which means that they have come to know God because of these signs."
哦，主耶稣说你们来是为了这个吃饼得饱。
But Lord Jesus says that you follow me because you ate the loaves and were filled.
哦，那主耶稣说不要为把心都放在这个世上必坏的食物，要放在永生永远的食物。
And Lord Jesus encouraged them to not put all their effort and labor into the food that will perish, but in the food that lasts forever.
就是人子要赐给你们的，就是真理啊，就是到永生的那条道路。
And it is the food that the Son of Man will give you, and that is the road to everlasting life.
哦，所以接下来主耶稣就跟他们讲解什么是生命的粮，存到永生的食物。
And then Lord Jesus continued to tell them what is the bread of life.
哦，那主耶稣讲，他们就听。
And so Lord Jesus continued to talk, and they continued to listen.
但是在六十节。
And then in verse 60,
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说：“啊，这话甚难，谁能听呢？”
In verse 60, therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, and said, "This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?"
哦，然后就是主耶稣说，你们其实听了，但是你们不信了。
And that is, Lord Jesus saying that even though they have heard it, they do not believe it.
你们的心还是一直放在那一个会朽坏的食物上面。
And your heart and your mind is still on the food that will perish.
哦，所以66节。
And 66.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行了。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
哦，他们说，哎呀，这个话太难懂了，不要了，不听了。
And because the truth the Lord Jesus preached is too hard to understand, so we don't want to listen anymore.
那主耶稣就看看他那个十二个门徒啊。
And Lord Jesus looked at his 12 disciples.
你们也要走吗？
And he asked them, do you also want to go away?
这个时候68节哈。
68.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
68. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
69节。
69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
69. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
好，所以说这些门徒啊，彼得他的信仰是真实的。
So we can see that Simon Peter had the true faith.
好，他的信仰是永生之道。
And he believes in the words of eternal life.
好，他所追求的是这个永生的，在主里面的永生。
What he seeks is the eternal life in the Lord.
哦、不是金银或者是世上其他的东西。
He is not seeking for silver or gold or benefits in the world.
可是彼得在出去传福音的时候
，When Simon Peter went out to preach，
一次他来到圣殿，他要上圣殿祷告。
There is one time that he went up to the temple to pray、
哦。在美门那边有一个生来瘸腿的在乞讨。
And at the gate of Beautiful, there was a man who was born lame and he was begging.、
彼得跟他说：“金和银我都没有。”
And Peter said to him, "Silver and gold I do not have."
但是奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
But in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk.
那个人就真的站起来了。
That person got up and walked.
边行走边跳跃赞美神。
And he was walking and jumping and praising the Lord.
这件事让当时候很多人都非常的惊奇。
And this miracle amazed many people that saw this.
因为那个人坐在美门很久了，常常在那边乞讨。
Because the lame man was sitting at the gate Beautiful for many years.
哦，那大家很多人因为这件事情来相信主耶稣。
And many people believe in the Lord because of this.
哦，但是重点是彼得他在追求，他说金银我都没有。
And here Peter told them that silver and gold I do not have.
就是在他的动机不是在为了世上的一些益处。
Which means his motivation is not for the benefits of the world.
他信神的动机，有这个信仰的动机，是为了得到认识这位神，然后得到永生之道，得到永远的生命。
And his motivation of believing and seeking the Lord is so he can receive the word of eternal life and have eternal life.
所以这样子敬拜的动机，有这样子敬拜的动机，这样这个信仰才是真实的信仰。
And in order to have true faith, we must have this kind of motivation.
那有了动机之后呢，你的态度也要正确。
And after we have the correct motivation, our attitude must be true as well.
就是说，到底神向我们所要求的是什么？要怎么来敬拜他
？What does God require of us, and how to worship Him?
我们请看撒母耳记上。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel.
15章。
Chapter 15.
好，所以现在我们已经，你敬拜的对象你是正确的。
And the now that we have the true target of worship.
好，那你为什么要来敬拜他？你也知道也是正确的。你想要从这边得到就是永生的道，永生的道理，永生就是永生啊，很简单。
And our motivation for this worship is true in that we want to receive eternal life.
要来认识他，敬拜他。
And to know God and to worship God.
好，那你知道要从他得到什么？但是他要你怎么做？这个是下一步。
And the next step is to know how God wants us to do.
好，他要我们做什么
？What does He require of us?
我们看撒母耳记上十五章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭， 顺从圣与公羊的旨由。
22. So Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
很多人今天敬拜神就是啊，我把什么东西献给神，这个是好的。
Today, many people worship God by offering their material things to God.
好，但是有一件事情神更看重。
But there's one thing that God likes more.
有没有听从他的话？
Whether or not we obey the voice of the Lord.
有没有做一个好的基督徒？
Are we a good Christian?
有没有照着神所要求的方式来敬拜他？
Are we worshiping the Lord according to the method he's instructed?
我们请看马太福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
七章的二十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 21.
七章的二十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 21.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21.
好，我们刚刚讲说，我们来到神这边为了就是什么？要得到永远的生命，就是要进去天国嘛。
And just now we mentioned that the motivation of coming to seek Lord Jesus so that we have eternal life
and is
to enter heaven.
这边讲得很清楚。
Here, Lord Jesus made it very clear.
二十一节。
Verse 21,
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去
21. Not everyone who says to me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven for he who does the will of my Father in heaven
好所以这些人他知道要叫主耶稣主哦所以他信仰的对象正确
And these people know to call unto the Lord they have the correct target and worship
好不能都进天国代表说他们也想要进天国所以他们的动机也正确
And they said not all of them will enter the kingdom of heaven, which means that their motivation is correct. They want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是为什么不能进去？
But why
或者说有些人不能进去？
Why is it that some of them will not enter the kingdom of heaven?
因为重点要遵行天父的旨意。
Because the main point is they have to do the will of the Father.
哦，上个礼拜有没有在爱民顿有碰到三个慕道朋友嘛？哈。
Last week in Edmonton, we met three truth-seeking friends.
一个是男士，他是自己开车，他说圣灵带领，那就找到教会。
And the first was a male, and he said he was moved by the Holy Spirit when he was driving and found the church.
那另外两位呢？她是一对姐妹。
And the other two was were sisters.
那其中有一个啊，应该是姐姐哈。那她就说，为什么她要来真耶稣教会
？And the older sister was explaining why she wants to come to True Jesus Church.
她说她看到这一节圣经。
She said she read this verse.
她说。主啊主啊的人他凡称呼主耶稣说凡称我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去
And this verse is not everyone who says to me Lord Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven but he who does the will of my Father in heaven
圣经他常常在读他每天都花很多时间在读圣经
Every day this older sister spends a lot of time reading the Bible
但是他说有一天特别读到这一节的时候诶好像就对他的 impact 就是说对他的一个感动很大
And one day when she was reading this particular verse she was especially moved and impacted
好他说诶怎么那继续看了哈
And she continued to read
好二十二节当那日必许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能为什么还不能进去呢
In 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? How come we can't go in?
所以说这个姐姐啊，她就想说，我也敬拜主耶稣这么久了。
And so this older sister said, I've worshipped the Lord for so many
years. 我也是真心要来寻求他，来敬拜他。
And I genuinely want to seek him and worship him.
但是主耶稣怎么说？有些人在寻求他，但是后来不能进去。
But why is it that Lord Jesus tells us that some people will seek him, but in the end they cannot go into heaven?
我会不会就是这样子的人
？And what if I'm that one of the person?
好，所以他主耶稣说要遵行天父的旨意。
Lord Jesus said we have to do the will of the Father in heaven.
所以从那个时候开始，他就对圣经里面对神的旨意，他就看得非常的重要。
And so from that time on, she studied the will of the Father in the Bible.
哦，她找到说，圣经告诉我们要守安息日。
And she found that in the Bible, it teaches us to observe the Sabbath.
啊，她发现，哎，她那个她所在的那个教会没有在守安息日。
And she realized that the church that she currently attended did not observe the Sabbath.
哦，所以她就希望找到一个有守安息日的教会。
So she wanted to look for a church that observed the Sabbath.
啊，那她就来到真耶稣教会。
And she came to True Jesus Church.
好，那。所以是一个真实的信仰。
therefore in a true faith.
他一定是要遵行天父的旨意。
We must do the will of the Father.
不止目对象对，动机对，你敬拜的态度也是要对。
Not only do we need to have the true target and the correct motivation, we also need to have the correct attitude.
当然态度还包括了另外一个部分，这是在约翰福音的第四章。
And of course, attitude also encompasses other things like what we see in Gospel of John.
约翰福音的第四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 4.
四章的二十三节。
Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 20.
二十四节。
23 and 24.
这个是主耶稣的教导。
This is Lord Jesus' teaching.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel of John, chapter 4.
二十三节。
23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。24节。
24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。我们今天所敬拜的主耶稣神是灵。
Today, the God we worship, Lord Jesus, He is Spirit.
所以不是只是用嘴巴敬拜就好了。
So we don't only worship with our lips.
如果一个人只用嘴巴敬拜神，但是心却远离他，那这样子的敬拜是枉然的。
If today a person worships the Lord only on their lips but not with their heart, then this worship is in vain.
不是说嘴巴的敬拜不重要。
It is not saying that, Worshipping on our lips is not important.
而是我们时常用嘴巴的敬拜，我们还是要省察我们的心是否也有诚心的用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
But the verse is telling us that in addition to worshipping with our lips, we have to examine whether or not our hearts are worshipping as well.
如果我们缺少了心灵和诚实。
If we are missing the spirit and truth,
虽然在敬拜主耶稣，
even though we're worshiping the Lord,
虽然动机是正确，想要到天国，
even though our motivation is correct and we want to go to heaven,
但是如果缺少了心灵和诚实，那这样子主耶稣会说我们的敬拜，我们的信仰不是真实的信仰。
But we are missing the part of this worshiping a spirit and truth, Lord Jesus will tell us that this is not true faith.
好，那所以一个人如果他找到了这个真实的信仰，
If a person has found this true faith,
照着这正确的对象，正确的动机，正确的态度，
and he's found the correct target with the correct motivation and in the correct attitude,
那很自然的照着圣经的应许，你就会有真实的体验。
And very naturally, and according to the teaching in the Bible, we will have very true experiences.
好，但是这个体验不是好像，就是说我们不是说一直在追求一个什么一个属灵奇特的体验。
We're not always pursuing for a miraculous or elaborate spiritual experience.
那可能会变成一个迷信呢。
Then this may become a superstition.
而是在圣经里面有根据有应许的体验。
But these experiences should be based on the Bible.
好像最基本的就是圣灵的体验。
And the most basic one is one of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的体得到圣灵的根据是什么？讲灵言。
And what is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit that is speaking?
那当然，这个圣灵也是在很多的方面，在为我们祷告，在帮助我们，带领我们，也是给我们力量。
The Holy Spirit is also always interceding for us, giving us strength.
这个是每一个人都能够体验的。
And this is something that every one of us can experience.
只要在这个真实的信仰里面。
As long as we're in this true faith.
好，所以今天讲回来昨天那个电话，他说：“哎，你们真耶稣教会到底哪里不一样？”
And so I'll come back to the phone call I received and the man that had a question, what is the difference between your church and others?
其实真耶稣教会，我们在介绍真耶稣教会的时候，就是在介绍这个真实的信仰。
When we're introducing True Jesus Church, we're introducing this true faith.
我们看重圣经里面的真理。
We're very emphatic on the truth in the Bible.
圣经是我们信仰唯一的根据，根基。
The Bible is the one and only foundation of
our faith. 那我们也靠着圣灵力量的带领。
And we also have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那我们的目标就是要带领人来进入这一个真实的信仰。
The goal is to bring others into this true faith.
使人真正得到得救的盼望。
So that all men can have the hope of being saved.
我相信在 Alberta 省，我们会有很多的机会传福音。
I believe in Alberta we'll have many opportunities to spread the gospel.
神在动工。
God is working.
我们也要跟上。
We have to follow suit.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
136首。
136.